A couple of years ago, I decided to go back to my roots and bought a keyboard again. I hadn't had a keyboard in a number of years. I'd been focusing on guitar for about 20 years, and having made not the kind of progress I was hoping for, went back to what I was better at and then realized, oh, this is why I play piano. So I bought a piano and or a keyboard, and that was great. And then Chris said, well, get this computer program, you can start to record your own music. Remember, that's how he and I met. We were in theory and composition in college together. I hadn't written a song for 30 years. I said, all right. So I got the Mac and I got the computer program, and then you got to hook it up, right? And you got to make it work. And that was painful. Getting this one keyboard to work so that it could record audio and MIDI and all the rest. And I was on the phone to Chris all the time. What do I do? Then what do I do? The most rudimentary basic questions. And finally, one day he came over and he said, all right, fine, I'll come over. I'll get you set up, but that's it. Then you're on your own. You're a smart guy, you know, research it, figure it out. Pretty soon you'll be giving classes on it, but you got to do the work. I'm like, all right. So he came over and kind of set it up, and I kept calling him with questions. And, but you know, getting connected was just, it was so just all the technology stuff. I'm not going to go into detail. I could, but I will not. It was just difficult in itself, you know. Well, I was thinking about this the other day, because as I'm looking around my home studio, it's one of the bedrooms in the rectory, I now have 12 keyboards, synthesizers connected to the computer, and not just connected in one way, but connected in three different ways, all into ultimately the computer, being controlled by each other, et cetera. The matrix that I have of connectivity is pretty intricate. It's very, very detailed. It's so detailed that now when I call Chris and I say, hey, I got a question about MIDI, he's like, no, I have no clue. He's like, I got one keyboard. You got 12. And I know what you're thinking. Wait a second. Father, isn't there anybody in your life who asks the question, why do you need 12 keyboards? To which I say to you, this is what celibacy looks like. Okay. I have purchased numerous keyboards in the valley going over, and the guy comes out with the keyboard. He's like, yeah, my wife said I got to get rid of one. And I said, well, bummer for you. We'll see you later. I'm off to play my new keyboard and watch the NFL draft all day, but enjoy marriage. So anyway, this has become a great hobby for me and a great a way for me to express some creativity. And just this last Friday, I released my 10th album. So I've now cleared my first goal, which was to record, produce, and publish 100 songs, which is, you know, for me is just, you know, why are you doing it? Well, obviously to make money. No. Every time you stream one of my songs, I get 0.00000001 cent. So thank you for all who are doing it. But no, I'm doing it for me, you know, because it's good for me. It makes me feel good. It makes me feel creative, et cetera. And it's amazing, you know, getting all that. Really thinking about it the other day as I was using it for a simile for the homily, it's really, really intricate now. Guess who calls me for tips? Chris, every once in a while. Hey, I don't know how to do this. I do. So it's amazing just how you know, how much you can learn by remaining connected, right? I mean, it's become for me very, very fruitful. Right, it's become for me very good, just for my own self, which is good. And every once in a while, one of them will get disconnected, even though I'm pretty good on it now. But one will get disconnected, and it throws me into just a tizzy for like hours until I figure it out. You know, so even though I've been so connected, and that becomes what's frustrating is, well, I was connected for so long and everything was working and everything was going well. And then boom, in a matter of seconds, nothing's working. And it's confounding, it's confusing, frustrating. It's all kinds of feelings until I get it reconnected. One of the guys said, he asked me after last mass, he said, are they all named after the apostles? I said, yeah, and guess which one I call Judas? they're not. But anyway, I was thinking about that just as sort of a modern simile to what Jesus is saying here, because, you know, it really connected with me. It made sense to me and my relationship with Christ, using that as a way, like, the whole point of the gospel is to get connected and to remain connected to Jesus. That's it. That's the gospel. I mean, that's Christianity. That's my pastoral approach to the parish. My whole goal for us as a parish is to be a parish where people can become connected, particularly if they've been away or they've had maybe a difficult relationship with the faith or whatever, a place where they can become easily connected and remain connected. That's my goal as a parish. And I was looking at some stats for us. It's amazing. Looking at like the live stream where we average about 2,800 people every Sunday, to consider that as many people as are here, we have another 30%, right, all around the country. It's something like 153 cities and 50 countries, which I know 50 countries sounds really amazing. It's not a lot of people, but I'm going to say it because it sounds incredible. 50 countries. It's like, you know, two people in Germany. But hey, we love the Germans. You know, so it's really one of the most fulfilling things is to desire to be a certain kind of person or pastor or parish and then actually becoming that. It's incredibly fulfilling. And I'm sure some of you, many of you know exactly what this is like, wanting to become a certain kind of parent. And then becoming that and being that kind of parent, or at least pursuing that, it's incredibly satisfying. But there's no way that I could do it. There's no way that you could do it. There's really no way any of us could do it without being connected to Jesus Christ and remaining connected. And as we know, our lives have this up and down, peaks and valleys, undulation, right? That is the faith life. There's going to be times where everything's clicking. And then there's going to be times where we feel like we're barely holding on. And those times will come, right? The suffering's going to come. It just will. The sacrifice will come. All of that, just even the dryness or the sense of like, I don't feel as close to Christ. Even though I'm still coming, I don't feel as close. That happens. It's very common. It will happen to every single one of us. And what the Lord tells us today is, no matter what you're going through, just stay connected. Remain connected. And this is what the church is for. The church doesn't exist really, in a sense, for itself to be, to grow the, if you will, the human organization. That's not why it exists. It exists to get people to Jesus. That's it. It's all about becoming a part of the people of God so that we remain connected. And so the Lord has given us then the means by which we get connected and remain connected, which is obviously worship and the Eucharist and the sacraments. That's how we do it. And so no matter where you're at in your faith life, you might think, well, I'm just starting out. I'm like Father John trying to get his, you know, first keyboard connected. Yeah, you might be. Or maybe you've come back after a long time away, or maybe you've had profound sufferings or difficulties even with the church. It's okay. Wherever you're at, or you've always been here and you'll always be, it's okay. We are one family. We are united because of who it is we are connected to. Stay connected. No matter what you endure, keep that connection, however tenuous it may be at times. And the Lord will bring a great bounty, blessing, and fruitfulness in your life. Please stand.